Casper is here, brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks. Mm.
It might protect you for 12 long weeks.
So do you have ticks? Is this why you're an ambassador for Brevecto? Do you have ticks and fleas
mites? You can see my eye. It's a tick, and there's a tick again. No, that's my Tourette's. No. I'm an ambassador, and I'm so proud to announce that for Brevecto. And that's not for me, though. I would eat it gladly because it's such a good thing. But it's for dogs.
Oh, so for Kent.
For Kenty, yes.
So Kent's the ambassador. Actually, you're just the human provider.
I'm the provider. Yeah. But the thing is, years and years ago, I was walking with my two dogs then, Halfrida and Kent, in the veld. And all of a sudden, I just saw these gray blobs all over them. And what the hell is this? Because I moved to a very rural place, and it was ticks. And
how revolting.
It's revolting.
Those big blue ones that burst.
I know. But they are not that bad. The bad ones are the small little red ones.
Yeah.
They can spread disease. I still discover one or two between my legs now and then. Now I'm joking. Yeah. And then I called someone in and they said, you know what you need? I said, no. Brevecto, they said. I said, what the hell is that? And so I got introduced to Brevecto. You give it to the dog as a treat. It's a liver. It tastes like liver. Hey, Kent. Kent is here. Hey, Kent.
Yeah, he is. He's sitting right here.
Yeah, he's waving his little tail. And then they eat it. And then for 3 months, like, they are, the ticks just fall off.
Yeah, it's 12 weeks exactly. And that's 3 times longer than traditional monthly treatments.
I know.
Very, very good.
Look, Brevecto is not the cheapest you can find,
but it's
good. It's the best. So I've never encountered a product like that before in my life. And so when I bumped into the Brevecto people, I said, I love you. And they said, do you want to be an ambassador? And I said, where? Thinking it's going
to
be in a country.
Ireland or Italy or, yeah.
It's just for these bloody pills.
Well, the bloody pills work because Kent looks in very happy shape.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, you've been a part of the Cliff Central family since the beginning.
Yes.
You used to come in with both of your dogs at the time, Halfrida and Kent, and we got to know them well.
Yeah.
And shame, I was very sad to read the other day on your social media that Halfrida has passed on.
Oh, it was horrible, yeah.
How are you and Kent dealing with that?
Well, Kent is not dealing that well, shame. That's why I brought him along now, because he's nervous. But what do you call it? Anxiety. What do you call that?
No, it's anxious.
He's anxious, yeah. And I think he misses Halfrida, of course. He does. He doesn't know what's going on.
Because they were both very close and you used to take them for walks.
Yes.
And you would ride on your
Segway together. And also when I leave sometimes, then they would stay and they would entertain themselves. Now Kent is on his own, so he doesn't quite know what to do. And then a week after Frida died, I was burgled. I wasn't there. God. Kent was there.
And
they chased poor Kent out of the house. So now he's even more nervous. He doesn't know what the hell. So it was not a very good time for us. But now I'm taking him along everywhere and he's enjoying it. Shame, poor thing. But no, he's fine.
Did you have a ceremony for Halfrida?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
When I'm
memorial service
strong enough, I will do that. Okay. Yes. Because it was quite a shock.
Is there any song that you're thinking would be appropriate to play?
You can play a song now called Goodbye, My Friend. It's a beautiful song.
Mm.
Yeah. And
who will you invite to the funeral?
Well, friends who knew Halfrida. It's not a funeral. I think it'll be a memorial.
Can I come?
You can, of course. You might see me cry a bit.
I liked Halfrida a lot more than some of our staff.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. No, shame, man. The thing is that you see her and then you realize you're not seeing her anymore. She's not there. And she's not there. And you call her and all these things still happen. And because she's been there for so many years. But it was the best because she was ill and she had very bad hips all of a sudden. She couldn't
walk. She was a German Shepherd. Huh?
German Shepherd. Mm. Couldn't walk anymore. Walked a bit and then laid down. And even that made me so sad to see that the vet said, it's better not to have her be like this suffer. Because it's pain for her. Yeah.
Dink jy nie, dit sal makliker wees as ons mense so behandel. I mean, like if people, because we always think that we're being humane by keeping people alive when they're actually having a terrible time. You keep those machines going and they're not even conscious.
Yeah.
And we're almost nicer to the animals because we don't put them through that suffering. We go, well, you know what? They're not in a position to decide for themselves. So we're going to do what the best possible thing is for them and let them sleep.
Absolutely. And, you know, we let people who don't even have the option to say something live. They just vegetate there in a bed.
Bed sores.
So I belong to this death with dignity thing.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, if I'm in pain, I don't want to crawl, I want to rondkruip in die oppie bed in pain. Let me go and sleep.
Drool and talk nonsense.
Oh, my God, and wet yourself. No, mm-hmm. No. No, I would also like to go when it's time to go with dignity. And that's what Elfrieda did. She died with dignity still, so that's good.
No, I've always thought that you were a really good ambassador for pets because you treated your dogs like they were family.
Yes.
And you still do with Kent. Yeah. And you used to bring them to work with you.
Yeah.
You used to take them for walks. I mean, I always think that people who have pets have to realize that it's a serious responsibility.
24-hour thing.
You look after their health, feed them right, all that kind of thing. And they almost become as important to some people. I know there are people who don't understand this, and I'm not worried about them. I'm not going to try and convert them. But people who understand how important those animals are to those of us who consider them family.
Years ago, when I was just starting out in this business, there was a Marilyn Van Rienen or her girlfriend. I can't remember who it was. She had to perform that night at Club 58. Club 58 Hillbrow, and she phoned in and said she can't because her dog died. And I didn't understand that. I said,
thought, what is this?
How can a dog's death hamper you from performing? I didn't understand. I completely understand now. I completely understand because you really, it's the saddest I've been in my life.
More sad than your mother?
Mother, yes.
Really?
I was in a tuss, yeah. No, really. I mean, I miss my mother. Very much. but we were very good friends. But she would agree with me. She would also miss Elfrieda more than me. And it you go in shock, you know? You go in shock. I started to hook. What do you call hiccups? From shock.
I know it's going to cut me up if anything happens to my dog. Well, when? Because we all have to realize like their lifespans are not as long as ours.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to be horrible.
It's horrible.
I don't want to think about it. But thank you for sharing that story. I'm glad that you and Kent are in good shape.
Yes, thanks to Brevecto. I'm ambassador, you know.
There we are. So Brevecto, here's what you need to know, is that Brevecto is the tasty treat that protects dogs from ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks. Casper, very nice to see you.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.